then she put lots of stuff in that some kind of a, maybe it's a big skin boat, and she put lots of things in there, and she took that little girl with her way out, and her grandmother said she's not supposed to go. No, I'm going to take her for my company, because I need somebody to go with me, because she know which way that my husband went in. The same way we're going to go, she said. So she took her. She couldn't say no to her because she was already too mad. And then she went out and it was just calm and just beautiful. Day all day she was paddling. She feed that little girl and she eat a little bit herself, and then she just 3 days and three nights she was paddling. No sleep because there's no land, just she's crossing the sea on the other side. And all on the third day she see this land just like hair. She know it was land. She went to it and she was going to it, and it was just shore, you know. And it was nice gravel shore. Oh, she went in there and she rest, and then she started to go up. And where her husband used to rest at the mouth of this creek like river, she wait in there too, and she decide, I wonder if he went in this place. And at the same time, that one woman back there saying, your wife is coming. You got to hide under the blanket, under the our blanket, because she wouldn't leave me alone. She's going to fight with me because she's very mad already. But I'm not mad, but I'm going to try my best to do what I can to her, because I don't know, maybe she'll beat me up or I'll beat her up. But don't never get sad. But he said, that's my own wife. I love her. I love her very much. But I can't. I got tired. That's why I came this way, because I wanted to die someplace by myself alone. He said, don't you ever think that way, because you're going to live with me. That woman told her. He came in, he said, there's the boat coming out around the corner. Pretty soon she's going to land and we're going to start. I don't know what she's going to do to me. If she's not going to bother me, I'm not going to bother her. So he stopped and she got awfully mad. She said, you took my husband away from me. I'm going to beat you up and tear you up, she tell. Well, try it, she said, this woman. I never fought before, but if you want it that way, we'll just start in any time you feel like it, she said. So she came out and they just started fighting. That place where they stayed, it was just shaking everything. The ground was just bang, bang, and just no noise, nothing. Pretty soon they were fighting quite a while, and all at once it just calm. He came in that place, he said, I'm finished. I get rid of her, your wife. She started it, now I tore her all up. All into pieces, he said. He started crying. You shouldn't do that way to my wife. I love that woman. Well, we can't help it. We never do that way to her. She'll both tear us up, he said. We'll take the scraps off and we'll put it in one place and we'll burn her up with all the stuff she brought in that boat. We'll pile it up and we'll put wood on it and we'll put oil on it and burn her up. And so they did that way. She washed her hand. Her hand was all full of blood and her clothes. She took off her clothes and she changed into new clothes. She was a beautiful woman too. Mm. They started to bring things up, and all at once they see this girl was sitting in amongst the things. She packed her up in her arm and brought her in the house, tell her, "Don't feel bad, because we're going to keep you good. You're going to be our little girl." But this, her husband say, "No," he say, "she's a corner girl, and maybe her grandmother wanted her. Maybe we'll bring her back across where she belongs to." "Well, I don't know," she say. "I don't feel like going, but if you feel that way, we'll go over." So they, but I don't know how long they stayed in there, then they started to go across. She got big paddle with just like a big tree with a paddle. She was a big one. "If I use this one, will be life all the time. But if we take your paddle, the one you came with, we're not safe," she said. "No," he said, "we'll be safe. Leave your paddle in there. It's too big. That's too big to handle, that big paddle." So she said, "It's your will. It's not my will, but we'll do that. I'll take your word for it. And it's not safe," she said. "But I'm not afraid," she said. So they went, they started to go out. It was just calm weather. Way out they paddled, and all day and that night, and the next day, this big wind came up. It was big wind. It was just, the waves were so big, it's just like hills. Maybe more than 12 feet high, the waves. And the fourth waves, they start to go over, the paddle just busts. The boat just tipped over. And that's the time that girl came up, you know. Half girl, half fish. And her hair, it's hanged down on the water, you know. And saying this, "Chuyala, Chuyala." From way long time ago, it's going to be big flu, or that's only the time they'll hear me on the coast saying this way, he said. From generation, even starving. And that time big flu was going to be, they hear it. Some people hear it on the coast. This kind of a fish, half fish animal saying Chuyala. They couldn't see it, but they hear it. Say Chuyala, something say Chuyala, Chuyala, way out in the coast. And these polar bear man and wife, they became that polar bear. That's why they're on the ice all the time on the coast. That's the story, Indian story. That's the end.
Who taught you that story?
That's my father. It came, there's lots of Indian stories.
Where was your father from?
Anvik.
And what was your father's name?
John Young.
Was there any special time of year that he'd tell you stories?
This is the time we never tell stories. This is the time it's over with. But I told you anyway. We started to tell story from October till after Christmas, no more. Not supposed to tell no story after that.
How come?
I know that's suspicious for the natives. But, you know, I tell my grandchild, short stories, as short ones, you know. But this is pretty long one. I have long ones that I could tell two nights, one story. But it's too long.
It's a little hawk story?
Mm-hmm. You know, they said long time ago, those little animals, they turned into person.
They were human one time.
They were human, and then after that, they turn into little, like, crow and everything. And this little hawk, she had four little young ones. And it was, an Indian way you want? Nostisnud. Yep. Hatentio. Ah, what the hoarding it as I got. Did it in a kind as in Hudson it at Oklago. Ah, glug, glug, good night, you. Okay. I'm going to get lots of hands. They get in Tushkaham den, it's eight version. That's up the river. It's this crow. He don't know, pay no attention. Agla, gla, gna, you, pretty soon. They come out of Chukhov den, it's at what version. I don't want to go get the leg or does it next? Ah, glug, 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 she took one day to teach the down at the day north to teach her dress. The dear. She sat down at the lyric to teach her hand raised. Cock to not your trinet, trin luck acnita. Moyery not this boy. Minery was to cook a hen after. Sanson, don't learn. This crow, he fly away. That's the end. That's
you tell me what the story is?
You know, this little owl, he love his kids, and they sit on a little pole tree. And he look at his kids, and he sing to them. He think they're so pretty. And he was just looking at them and put his head sideways, look at them and singing to them and thinking that they're really pretty little kids, I guess. And pretty soon the crow man came. You don't love those kids in the right way. You just sing to them and you think that they're so pretty. Why don't you tell them, big fat leg? You should say that way to them. You don't pay no attention. Why don't you tell them that they got big eyes? Big round eyes and everything, you should say to them. That's the way they look. Start to say. Pretty soon that crow man tell him, you don't even love your kids right away. You should tell them their nose is crooked. It's just crooked. And then the mother got mad and they just start a fight. And he just throw crow man and just say, gawk. And pretty soon he start to fight again. And the little owl man just fall down. He say, and again he throw that crow man and he just flew away. And all that his young ones, and they went in the woods flying. They turn into little. But they were a person before. And that's the end. That's a short story.
What kind of bird did they become?
The little owl. You know those little hawk. Like, it's not like owl, but they're little hawk. Yeah, they called Nortith.
And who taught you that story?
That's my grandmother.
What was your grandma's name?
Marcia.
Indian name.
They call her Dagisral.